So we made up for the daf that we had missed a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be doing daf chaf, daf 20, but we're on the 19b, the two dots, six lines from the bottom. In my Gemara, anyway, there's a dot there. It's the middle of the line. Bamine abayim rava. Or rava. Right? Everyone see that? 19b. 2, 4, 6 lines from the bottom. Bamine abayim rava. So abayim has rava. Remember, we're still talking about the relationship between avelut and regel. In what way does a person shiva or shloshim is impacted by a yontif in the middle or during? So the scenario that Abaye asks about is as follows. Person buries their relative, their close relative, over whom they're going to observe Shiva and Shloshim at least, right? Because a parent, you observe 12 months, but let's say at least Shiva and Shloshim, beregel, on the regel itself, right? So the person dies either right before Yontif or on Yontif, and the burial is on Yontif. Kol HaMoed, right? Ola lo l'minyan shloshim, regel ola lo l'minyan shloshim, o ein regel ola lo l'minyan shloshim. So, do the remaining days of Yom Tov, subsequent to the burial, count towards shloshim? Right, count towards the 30 days. Let's say that a person observes for his sibling or his spouse. So l'minyan shiva lo kamibaye. So just to clarify, for the purposes of shiva, there's no question. Lo kamibaye. I'm not asking lo naga mitzvah shiva beregel. So obviously the person is buried on, let's say, the last day of Chol HaMoed, right? So the last 2 days of Yontif don't count towards shiva because shiva is not observed on Yontif. So you don't start shiva until after Yontif. So the Abaye says that I know. Ki yomi bayli, but what am I asking about? L'minyan shloshim. So it's possible that maybe the count of shloshim begins immediately after burial and includes the days of Yom Tov and will continue after Yom Tov, but the count of Shiva won't have started yet. And why is this a possibility? Why is this unclear to Abaye? Dekar naga mitzvot shloshim beregel. Because sort of the main indicators of shloshim, as Rashi points out, are wearing laundered clothing and shaving haircuts, both of which are restricted on Chol HaMoed and Yontif also, right? So the main indicators of shloshim are observed on Chol HaMoed and Yontif anyway for very different reasons, but nonetheless, maybe those days should count. So, or not, because if Shiva doesn't count, maybe Shloshim shouldn't count either. So my, what's the deal? Three lines from the bottom, Amarle, Eino Ola. So Rabba, whoever it was that answered Abaye, says very simply, Shloshim doesn't start either. Okay. Eisve, so we're going to ask a question on this, on the notion that Shloshim does not start during the Yontif, if a burial occurred then. Hakovers meso shnei yamim kodem aregel. Person dies 2 days before the regel. Right, so if you recall, we're working with the assumption, not for long, but we're working for the assumption still, that Shiva is canceled by the regel only if you observed 3 days of Shiva prior to Yontif. We're going to blow that up because that's not how we hold today, for instance, but that's still the working assumption. So if a person buries their close relative 2 days before the regel, mona chamisha yamim achar regel. So they have to make up the rest of Shiva after Yontif, right? Umalachto naset al yedei acherim. And during that time, right? And during that time, his work is done by others. In other words, he is, when you make up the time, while he's sitting Shiva, the 5 days after Yontif, he can't do work himself. Nevertheless, Vavada Vashiv Chotav, last line on Yud Tet Amid Bet, Osim Betzina Betoch Beto. Right? So it's sort of this delayed Shiva, right, where 2 days were observed before Yontif, and then there's a break for a week or 8 days, and then 5 days afterwards, so that's Shiva, but it's not the exact same Shiva as it would have been if it was continuous, right? So for instance, he can't do malacha, but his slaves and servants, which we normally assume to be him, right? Your maid can't do things for you that you're not allowed to do. But in this case, because it's a delayed Shiva, right, they're allowed to do malacha bitzina, right, on the down low, right, but privately. So, and another unique feature of this delayed Shiva, right, you had 2 days before Yontif and now 5 days afterwards, again, with the caveat that this is not how we paskin, but this is what the Gemara is entertaining now. Vein Rabbi mitaskin imo, and he'll have to sit Shiva. He can't do malacha, his employees can do it bitzina, and there wouldn't be Shiva visits. There's no obligation of the Rabbim to be misaskimbo in order to visit him and to offer condolences, because the Gemara says very simply, Shikavar nitaskubo beregel, because they already did this during Yontif. They stopped by his house, they said, I'm sorry for your loss. You know, they offered him tanchumim, they offered him, it may not have been a formal Shiva house, but the obligation on the community to sort of comfort this individual had been fulfilled over the course of the regel, and therefore these 5 days are a compensation for the rest of Shiva, but they're different than a regular Shiva scenario because of its long delay. Klal shel davar, top of chaf, kol shehu mishum avel, regel mafsiko. Right? Anything related to the avel himself, personal mourning practices are interrupted by the regel and need to be restarted after the regel. And as we noted, it might be a little bit more lenient in that case. V'chol shehu mishum iske rabim ein regel mafsiko. But anything that is related to the rabim, the community, the public, to comfort him, regel does not interrupt. Right? Okay, this is not the question yet. This is a very long brisa with a lot of pieces to it, and we'll finally get to the question, halfway down the page. Kavru shlosha yamin. Besover regel. Let's say that buried him 3 days before the end of the regel. Right? So it was the middle of Yontif, Chol Moed. Right? So we say, Mona Shiva Achar regel. Right? Then he has to observe the entire Shiva afterwards, because Shiva, his personal mourning of Shiva, doesn't start until after Yontif. What about the Rabim? So this is going to be consistent. Arba Yamim Rishonim, Rabim Mitaskim Bo, Shlosh Yamim Achronim, In Rabim Mitaskim Bo, Shekvar Nisasku Bo Beregel. Right? So if a individual suffers a loss in the funeral 3 days before the end of Yontif, so he doesn't start Shiva until after Yontif. It has to sit 7 days. But in terms of Menachemim, in terms of people coming to visit, so you only have 4 of those 7 will be open Shiva hours for Shiva visits, because 3 of the days he was comforted on Yontif itself, consistent with what we had seen. Now we have this phrase, right, 6-7 lines from the top, V'regel olalo. And the regel counts for it. Right? In other words, the days of the regel count towards something. And so the question is, my love Asefa, does this go, this phrase, regel olobo, if this is going on when the burial fell out on the regel, then it contradicts Rabba's problem. Then it contradicts, right, Rabba's position. If you say it goes on the second part where the death occurred on Yontif itself, and we're saying that the days count
towards the
30. Right, towards the 30. Then the regel is counting towards Shloshim. Right? And that was, what did we say before? And Rabba answered, Eina Ola. Right? So that seems to be a big question on Rabba. So no. Lo, Aresha. No, it's talking about the Resha where the burial took place 2 days before the regel, and the regel is going to count towards shloshim, right? Because since you already started avelos, then it counts. But if the burial is during the regel, then we're not sure, right? If you have to make up for Shiva still, maybe you can't start maybe Shloshim can't start either. But if you already started before, then maybe Shloshim could count, the regel can count towards Shloshim. Okay.
The Yontav doesn't cancel the Shiva?
Yontav does Yontav cancels the personal mourning.
Right.
Well, no, it doesn't cancel it. Here, remember, we're working with the assumption that if you don't, you have to make up for it. Right. It holds it off. So if you had two days of mourning before, you have to have 5 days afterwards.
That's what it's
saying. That's what it's saying now, right? You have to separate sort of what we know or what we think we know, which is true, halacha l'maisa, versus here. And on the next Amud, we'll get to more halacha l'maisa. Another question the Braisa asks: Esvei regel olalo l'minyan shloshim. The regel counts towards shloshim. Ketzad, it gets to it sort of from the other way around. Kavru b'tchilat haregel. If a person dies at the beginning and the funeral's at the beginning of the yontif, mona shiva achar regel. Right, he has to observe an entire shiva after the regel. Mlach to nasid al yedei acherim. He can't do malacha because he's an avelut. Nevertheless, avad v'shivchot av osim betzina betoch beitzo. Because it was so delayed, right? So we have some leniency, some latitude that we allow for it, right? That some of the malacha can be done through others. V'ein Rabbi Mithaskin Bo, but it's already been a week that people have been comforting him. Shekvar Nidaskin Bo Beregel, Beregel Ololo. Here, it's clear, right? The death occurs on Yontif, and the Brisa says, Regel Ololo, that the regel itself counts towards Shloshim. So it's very clear that that's the case. There's no Brisha and Seifa here, right? That was what we hung our hat on before, to say that it was not a contradiction, it wasn't a contradiction to Rabbah. But here, it's Yifta. Here it is very clearly a contradiction to Rabbah. And we continue to say that Kiata Rabin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilo Kivru Beregel, right? Even if Rabin said in the Rabbi Yochanan, even if they buried on the Regel, the Shloshim starts. Right? Even though Shiva won't start, we're saying that Shloshim would start. V'chein Orilei Rabbi Lazal Rabbi Pidat Brei Afilo Kivru Beregel. So we've confirmed that this is the case, and ultimately we see that Rabbah has been refuted, right? And that in this scenario, Shloshim can begin, even though Shiva is pushed off until after the regel.
So just the Shiva has to be in the middle of the Shloshim, but it's...
Right, so, I mean, I was just thinking about it when I was learning this last night. It would never be that Shloshim would end before Shiva would start.
Right.
There's no Yontif that's long, right? So... Right, so, you know, instead of it being normal, where Shiva is the first 7 days of Shloshim, no. Shiva's in the middle of Shloshim, towards the beginning, but, that's what they're assuming here. Again, this is not halacha l'maisa.
We had 2 years ago, you know, when the storm hit, so we had a guy whose brother passed away, but they couldn't bury him because of the storm.
Yes, I remember.
Right, so he sat Shiva before they buried him.
Ooh. Right.
And then they buried
him. Right, well, he also wasn't going to the funeral.
No, he went to the funeral. I think it was up like in
Tampa. Oh, he went to the funeral.
Right, but that was after the storm.
Right. So, yeah. So there's all types of...
Shiva before the Leviathan.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, okay. Two dots, right? A third of the way down, a quarter of the way down the page. Tana Rabbanan. Kaim kviat amita shlosha yamim kodem regel. If a person, observed personal mourning practices like turning over the bed for 3 days before the regel, right? He sat in avelut for 3 days. Eino tzarech lechafoto achar regel, right? So Rebbe Lezer says, you don't have to if you sit 3 days before yontif, then that's it. Then the regel, then yontif cancels the rest of your shiva, but it has to be 3 days. Chachamim Omrim, finally. Chachamim Omrim, afilu yom echad, afilu sha achad. Even one day, even one moment of personal mourning practices associated with Shiva will be, as long as you do something before the regel, then it is, then the Yontif will cancel any further obligations of Shiva, and that's how we hold. Amar Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, hein divrei Beit Shammai, hein divrei Beit Hillel. This is actually this machlokas. Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is an earlier machloket of the Tanayim, Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Right. Shebeit Shammai omrim shlosha yomim, Beit Hillel omrim afil yom echad. Right. Even one day, even one moment. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Vamrila, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Huna. Right, all these people might have said, I feel they all hold like base Hillel, not surprising. Afil yom echad, afil sha'achas. Rava Amar, halacha kitana didan. Rava said, no, the halacha is like the Tana who said, Damar Shlosha. Right? No, you need 3 days in order to cancel. You need 3 days to cancel, to have the regular cancel shiva. Ravina Ikla Lasura de Prat. Ravikla arrived at Sura de Prat. Amrei Rav Chaviva Ravina Hilchat Amai. So what's the halacha? Amrei Afilu Yom Echad Afilu Sha'achad. Right, even one day, even one moment of Shiva, right, finish the burial, that's it. Then Shiva is cancelled by the Rego. Alright, second to last thin line. Two dots, Yati Rav Chiya, story time. Lots of stories about Shiva. Yati about mourning and how this all plays out. Yati Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila Debe to Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Right, so they were together. And Nafak Milta Mi Binayu. And the following topic came up between them as they were, you know, sitting there. First wide line, Minayin LaAvelut Shiva. So where do we know? Where do we know that Avelut is 7 days?
It's called 7 days.
Shiva's called 7 days, right? How do we know Avelut? How do we know that Avelut is Shiva? Because the pasuk says Vafachti Chagechem LaAvel. Right, the pasuk. It's right. It's not in the Torah. It's Midivrei Kabbalah from the. It's hinted at in the Nevi'im. Because in Amos it says, I will turn your holidays into days of mourning. That's not nice, but Machag Shiva Afavelut Shiva. Just like Yom Tov, right? Sukkot and Pesach are 7 days. So too, Avelut is 7 days. Yeah, but what about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day. Why can't we go that way, right? I mean, come on. Vema Atzeres Techad Yoma. But Atzeret, which we know is Shavuos, one day. So Umi Boile, look at Reish Lakish. No, that's Reish Lakish. Don't Reish Lakish. We should review the Nasiya. Rabbi Shlakish said in the name of Yehuda Nasi, Minayin Lishmu Rechoka. Lishmu Rechoka is when a relative only hears of a death after a period of time, right? And in that case, it's not the normal 7 days of Avelot. For Shmu Rechoka, Shana Nohagen El Yom Echad. My person here is a Shmur Chokah that a close relative of his died 3 months ago. That's a Shmur Chokah. How much mourning do they practice? One day. For a normal situation of mourning, we say that the Avelut has to be like Pesach and Sukkot. For a case of Shmur Chokah, we use that same pasuk and remind ourselves that there is a holiday that's one day, and that's for if you hear of a death far from the actual event. You know, weeks, how long, we'll see in a moment, right? But at least weeks later, a month. Tan Rabbana, now we're going to get into it. Shmua Krova, Noheget, Shivu Shloshim. Right, so a Shmua Krova, a close... Right, if you hear about that, Shmua Krova is a normal situation. You hear about a death within hours or days of the event. So in that case, that the close relative has to observe Shiva and Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka, if you hear about it, the news much later on in time, Ein Noheged El Yom Echad. The mourner only observes one day.
What's the distinction?
What's the time frame?
Yeah.
So the Gemara is going to say, but it's one's close and one's far in terms of time. What's the duration? We'll see right now. Ezi Krova, Vezui Rechoka. What?
Does it matter if it's a parent or a spouse?
We'll see. At this moment, it would be anyone that you keep shloshim for, which is everyone that you observe shriva for, right? So what's krova, what's rechoka? Krova betoch shloshim, rechoka la'achar shloshim, right? 30-day cutoff. If you hear about it within 30 days, you observe shiva and shloshim. If you hear it after 30 days, they observe one day of mourning. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, achat shmua krova v'achat shmua rechoka, noheget shiva v'shloshim. Chachamim say it doesn't matter. Whether it's a shmua krova or a shmua rechoka, there's always shiva and shloshim. You hear about it 2 months later, there's still shiva and shloshim. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chana said to Rabbi Yochanan, kol malkum shatam motza yachid, mekel v'rabim machmirim, halacha kerabim. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan said, generally, if there's a yachid, if there's an individual rabbi in the Gemara who's mekel, and the majority, the masses, right? Like in this case, the chachamim, who are machmir, the halacha is like the machmirim, the stringent ones, chutz mizu, except here. Sha'af, right? In other words, we're saying that a shmor rechoka is different, and you only keep one day of avelut if it's more than 30, if you hear the news more than 30 days later. Sha'af will be sure Rabbi Akiva mekel, v'chachamim machmirim, even though here Rabbi Akiva is the one that says only one day for a shmor rechoka. And the chachamim, who we would expect a paskin like, say shiva and shloshim anyway. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Why? Damar Shmuel, we go back to Shmuel. Halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel. Right? And that's pretty much across the board. Halacha is like the divrei ha'mekel is like the lenient opinion when it comes to avelut.
Are you allowed to sit shiva if you want to, regardless? Your father dies before the Yom Kippur, right? I mean, is that right?
Right.
According to Halacha, you don't have to sit shiva today, right? But you want to sit shiva.
So it's, I mean, we would probably encourage such a person to call it something other than shiva. Because it's not shiva. Because the holiday canceled shiva. So if a person wants to receive guests, or have an evening of tribute, or make a siyum, or whatever they want to do, we would find outlets for that. But it's not shiva.
And you wouldn't sit on the box.
But we would discourage sort of those outward signs of shiva. Why? When it's not shiva.
Okay, but why would we? I understand it's not shiva, but why would we necessarily discourage the person from?
Well, because it's clear
to not shave, to not.
Right. No, because it's very clear that that there's a regimented. That it's not self expression when it comes to avelut. It's not self expression. That there's a regimented process that the rabbis wanted us to engage in. But let's say I only need 2 days. Right? I'm fine after 2 days. I say, no, you sit shiva. You're fine, that's fine. You sit, okay, so, we're not going to force. There's no halacha that you have to cry. There's no halacha that you have to be sad. You're going to sit on the low chair, and you're going to do everything, and you're going to wear a ripped shirt for 7 days, even though you're fine after 2 days. And so, the reverse is also true, right? You think you need more time. No, you're going to get up. You're going to get up, and you can feel whatever you feel. The halacha doesn't dictate how you feel, but the halacha will dictate sort of these outward expressions of mourning.
It would be the same.
But if you hear about your father's death 25 days later, you sit shiva.
Yeah. Right.
It would be the same question if Yontif interrupted it and you only had 1 day.
Yeah, same thing.
Like you just said, if you needed more than 7 days, it's the same exact scenario. Right. Where
now it's interesting because the halacha, the Gemara raised the possibility that if you only had 1 day of shiva before Yontif, then you get to sit six afterwards.
Right. There's no possibility of sitting six after you already sat shiva just because you need more time to mourn.
Right. But I'm saying the Gemara raised that possibility. We reject it, but the Gemara, maybe that's why.
It's the same answer.
It's the same answer, right?
If whether you had 1 day or you had 7 days, that's what the halacha says.
Right.
So.
Again, what you feel and what you need to do to go back to life is go back to living life, which I think everyone would agree. There's stages of grief, and then the end of it is some sort of normalization that every person has to figure out what he or she needs to do. The formal expression of that, right? It would be the same as, you know, I need two more days to bench the Lulav and Esrog. You don't get it. Like, you don't get it. Like, that's that, you know, I want only one day of shofar. You don't, like, that. This is the formal expression of this life cycle experience. And alongside it, of course, there's different ways of managing an individualized process of mourning.
Yeah. Once, as I was saying, Jeff, when he
buried his mother. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, he buried his mother on Chol HaMoed.
First day Chol HaMoed.
After the burial, he went shopping.
Right.
Because he didn't...
For Yontif. Right, right. There are strange, you know, how it makes people feel... What Chazal's intention was, they don't necessarily tell us. How these particulars make people feel is as different as there are different people, right? So, it's never a sure thing. Okay. Story time. Reb Chanina. Right, to like 12 lines from the bottom. Reb Chanina, Atya. Right? So Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chanina heard about the death of his father in Bechuza. You know, it was a Shmua Rechoka. It was a long time. It was a long time. A delayed report came to him, a Shmua Rechoka. Atta Gamed Rechista Amarlei. Right, so we paskin. Rav Chista said we paskin like the lenient opinion, and the mourning is only one day. Rav Natan Bar Ami, Atalei Shmua Diime Mibei Chuzai. Rav Natan Bar Ami also heard about, you know, his mother was passing in a delayed fashion.
Are these all people in Eretz Yisrael hearing the reports from Bavel?
Are they all that way? It could be. Could be that that's why it was, right? I mean, that would explain, the geographic distance would explain the time delay. But, Atta lekamei derava. So he came before Rava. Amalei, hari amru shmur rechoka, inu nogel, del yom echad, bilvad. Again, what shmur rechoka, there's only one day of formal avelut. Eitvei, b'med v'am amurim b'chamisha mitei mitzvah. When did they say this? By the five relatives of Meit Mitzvah, which are son, daughter, sister, brother, spouse. Avalaviv Elimo Shivu Shloshim. Ah, so now we're going to say that parents are different. That parents, even by a Shmua Rechoka, would keep Shiva and Shloshim. Amarle Yechidayi. That's the position, that's a minority position, a position of one person. I don't hold like that. The Tanya, Maiso Meit Aviv Shel Rabbi Tzadok Beginzik. Right, there's a story how that Rabbi, the father of Tzadok, died in Ginzik. Vodiyu Lachar Shloshim Shaloshanim. They told him about it 3 years later. I don't know why it took 3 years to tell him. But it was 3 years later. Uva v'shal et Elisha ben Avuya's kenim shamdu, and they asked Elisha ben Avuya. You don't see him all that much, otherwise known as Acher.
Yeah.
But they asked him, and there's a kenim sheimo. Right? What's the deal? I got this very old news about the death of my father. Vamru naog shivo shloshim. They said, hold that you observe shiva and shloshim even much later. And so, and we view that was not the majority opinion. That was Elisha and some Zakenim, not everyone. Ukeshamet Beno, Shal Rabbi Achai Begola. And when the son of Rabbi Achia Begola died, right? Yeshiva Lav Shiva Shloshim. So he observed Shiva and Shloshim even later. Right? So that's a question. Eini, v'ho rav bar achua d'rabichia. Tehu bar achte d'rabichia. Rav bar achva d'rabichia. He was the Rav, the son of the brother of Rav Chiya, the son of the sister of Rav Chiya also. How'd that work?
Where's the son of the brother, son of the sister?
Okay.
That's a bit of
what was that? Oh, here we go. Rashi says, Rabbi Acha Mikifri Nasa Leah. Rav Acha married Leah. Vaholi Mimenu Evo. And he had a child named Evo. And Meta, she died. Vinasa Rachel. Vala Bat Meish Acher. Vinasa Rachel. Right, so he had two wives, Rachel and Leah. The first wife died, leaving him a son, and the second wife had a daughter from a previous marriage, right? And they married each other. Got it?
Brother.
Oh, you got a chart? There it is. Yeah, there it is. Exactly. Right. So
that's it's not like I made it.
Right. Ooh, look at him. Right, so, okay, right, so...
You get an A for your chart.
Step-siblings married each other.
Half-brother, half-sister.
No, not half.
Not half.
Because that's completely different...
The Arts girl says half.
They had different... There's no shared...
blood.
According to Rashi, there's no shared blood. Right, because the first generation married someone and had a child. And then she died, and then the second wife brought a kid into the marriage. So they have two sets of parents.
Yeah.
That's legit. Half siblings you shouldn't marry.
It's a little weird, but it's legit.
That is a letter of the art school. It's, they say refer back to this other note. Rav was the son of Rav Chiya's half-brother and half-sister.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I like that better.
That doesn't sound right.
Right, because that the way Rashi says it, it's separate. It's step siblings.
But yeah, that's
not crazy.
Isn't that against halacha? Half.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying. That's why we don't like it.
Yeah, that's why we don't like it. Let's stick with Rashi, okay?
Yeah.
And the Koran. Right. So it ends up that. That Reb Chiya would mourn over both the parents of this kid, right? Kisak lahatam amalei abakayam. So when he got to the place, he asked, "Is your father still alive, my brother?" Amalei ima kayamta. So he said, "Don't ask about your father. Ask about my mother." So amalei ima kayamta. Amalei abakayam. Right. So he said, "Don't ask about your father. Ask about my mother." So he asked about his mother, and he said, "My father's alive." So that obviously sounds like
the other one is not
correct. So what did he do? So, and this is Shmuel Rechoka, right? This is a long time ago. The sister passed away, right? Amalei l'shame chalutz li minali. So he told his attendant, "Take off my shoe." Right? Leather shoes are not allowed during avelut. Right? And follow me, bring my clothes with me to the wash house. So Shema Minah Tlat, we learned three things from here. Shema Minah, Aval Sabinah Tassandal. Number one, the reason why he took off his shoe is because he was expressing mourning over the loss of his sister. Number one. Shema Minah, Shmur Rechoka, Einar Agadol Yom Echad. We also learn that Shmur Rechoka is only applicable, that you only keep avelut for one day. Shema Minah, Mikzat Ayom Kekulo. Not only that, we see that he took off his shoes and then he was on his way to the bathhouse. Why? An avel's not allowed to go to the bathhouse, but he wasn't going to be an avel for a long time. He was going to have a very short period of avelut. Right? Because we say one day, and we also say that a part of a day is like a day. So all he had to observe was a part of a day. Took off his shoes, and that's it, he's done. And then he goes to the bathhouse. Rabbi Chiya Lachud, Rabbi Achiya Lachud. No, so this is not a contradiction. It's two different people. Rabbi Chiya was doing it that way. Rabbi Achiya was someone who we mentioned before, who held that there's a full there's a longer period for a Shmur Rechoka.
Rabbi, you were saying before, you know, how come it took so long? That unfortunately could have been like during the Holocaust, during the war, people didn't know,
right?
That they found out years later.
And by the way, the thinking about, you know, does this jibe with what we know? It's, you know, somebody who is estranged or hasn't heard from a sibling in a long time, you know, when they hear the news, maybe they don't want to do anything about it. Maybe they just want to leave it in the past. And Chazal said, no, you have to express mourning. You have to do something. It's only one day in Mixas Hayom Kekulo, so you only have to do it for a brief time, but we're not going to let you off the hook. Right? So there's a lot of questions that you could ask about the formulation, the structuring of these laws.
Well, you might have a relative who's really just had surgery. I mean, I'm sure this happens all the time. Right. They don't want to tell mom that dad passed away.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Tell her next week or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could tell her, again, you know, it could be someone with dementia, and you never tell them. I mean, that happens on occasion. Sometimes I know of a case where there was a death a couple of days before Yom Kippur, and they let the sibling was in his 90s, and they let it alone until Erev Yom Kippur, and they did Kriya on him on Erev Yom Kippur, and he's done. Sad a moment. And then Shiva's canceled by Yom Kippur.
So what do we do? What do people do if it's? Do we hold by the 30-day rule?
What was that? 30 for Shmur Rechoka?
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, within 30, standard Shiva. After 30, 30, one day.
One day. One a part of a day, right?
Part of
the question: yeah. Does Shloshim start if it's? Does Chalamoid count for Shloshim if it's a Rechoka? Why do you wait till?
We're looking for a lot of loop.
I think it does.
You're saying, like, let's say it's a Shmur Rechoka that you hear about, like, a couple days before Pesach.
Do you have to keep after?
No, I think you observe regular Shloshim. So let's say you hear about it. No, let's say you hear about it a week before Pesach.
No, I'm thinking the other way. If you hear about it, if the person died on Chol Hamoed, and you does the counting start from Chol Hamoed when the person passed away, or does it start after?
Right, that's a good question. Because on the one hand, I think we would hold after, because in a normal case, you can't start until afterwards. Even though the Havamina on the previous Amud was, you can't shave and you can't launder anyway, so maybe it should count. So we say no, it wouldn't. You'd have to start afterwards. But I think the same would be the other way around. Let's say you get the news, you know, a couple days before Pesach, so you observe Shiva and Shloshim as it would be observed if it was a real
Shiva Shloshim.
Right. So now you sit for a couple of days, and then it's Pesach,
and then
much of all of Shiva and much of Shloshim is going to be over by the time you start again. Okay. 7 lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Shama Shmur Krova Beregel. This is interesting. I thought you were going to ask this, Ruvin. Right? No, this is one of those, like, exacting things. Shama Shmua Krova Beregel Omotzei Regel Nasid Rechoka. Right? You hear about a death on the regel itself, and by the time Yontif is over, it's more than 30 days.
Oh,
there we go, right? Ololo Veinu Noeg El Yom Echad. Right? No, so the regel counts, and we view it as a Shmua Rechoka. And when Yontif is over, you only keep one day. Interesting. Tan Rabbi Yada Demin Kesari Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. What about another case like that? Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos. You hear about a death of a relative on Shabbos, but Shabbos is the 30th day. L'motzi Shabbos Nasis Rechoka. By Saturday night, it's already 31. Eino Noeg El Yom Echad. Interesting.
This is Halacha L'maaseh.
I'd have to look that one up. It doesn't happen so much.
Especially nowadays. Where you have
especially technology. Nowadays, right.
But you don't do public aspects of mourning on Shabbos, but...
Yeah, the second one is hard. The second one's hard for me to understand as well. Shabbos, right. But you can't have... Yeah, you're right, I don't know.
But coming back to his question, when you were talking...
Maybe that's only if you've started... Morning before Shabbos.
Oh, like, interesting.
Could Shabbos be the first day of Shiva?
Interesting.
No. I mean, it doesn't happen because we don't bury on Shabbos. But this would be the case.
What, even in Yerushalayim?
On Shabbos, no. On Yom Tov, there's sort of a back and forth. But maybe that's the essential theory,
isn't
that Shabbos can't be the first.
Isn't what? Someone an Onan as soon as they hear?
If there's no burial, isn't you have to be...
Before the burial,
right, there's no Aninos on Shabbos. There's no Aninos
right.
on Shabbos.
There's no Aninos. So that's the case. Right.
So yeah, maybe there's sort of... We say that Shabbos doesn't interrupt, but we don't allow Shabbos
start.
To start. Okay, fine. okay. Korea Oeno Korea. If you hear a Shmur Rechoka, you don't hear about it until after 30 days. Is there Korea or is there no Korea? Rabbi Mani Amar Eno Korea. Rabbi Chinen Amar Korea. Machlokas. Whether you tear on Shmur Rechoka. Amar Le Rabbi. Mani Le Rabbi Chanina. Who is Rabbi Chanina going like? Bishlam Ali Didi. If he holds like me that says that you don't tear on a Shmur Rechoka, Hainu Delo Ika Avilut Shiva. Right? If you say you don't tear, then that's why you have one day of Avilut. Because it's different. Ladidach Dhamma Korea, Kriya below Shiva Mika. He wants to suggest that Kriya is inextricably tied to Shiva. So if you hold that you tear, then you should also hold that you observe 7 days of mourning, even for a news that you hear after 30 days. Below, so we question that. Is that really true that Shiva and Kriya are tied together? Vatani, Isi Avuad Rebizera. Isi Rebizera is held. Vamrila, Achuad Rebizera, Kamed Rebizera, whoever it was. Misha Ainlo, Chaluk, Likroa. Person doesn't have anything to tear. How can you not have anything to tear if he's wearing it? Rashi says, right? He's borrowed. He's not wearing any clothes that he owns. Right? V'nizdamin lo b'toch Shiva, and he gets his clothes back that he owns during Shiva. Korea la'achar Shiva. Then he can tear after Shiva. Then Korea. Then he tears during Shiva. La'achar Shiva, eno Korea. But after Shiva, he would not tear. Right? So, what do we see from there?
So, in that case, he wouldn't tear.
So, you go through an entire Shiva without tearing. Right? So we see that it's possible to have Shiva without tearing, so it's possible to have tearing without Shiva. They're not inextricably linked.
To have tearing without Shiva?
Yes. In other words, you could have a Shmur Rechoka that you tear without observing 7 days. In other words, it's not the two don't have to go together, because we see this person sat Shiva without tearing. So you could tear without sitting a full Shiva, just one day. Honor of Zer Batrei. We're going to say, when do you not tear for a Shmur Rechoka when it's anyone close relatives other than parents? But we see that you do tear for a parent, even for a Shmur Rechoka. So we say no. It's not an expression of avelut. It's an expression of respect. Okay, it's the same action, but two different motivations. Tana Rabbanan, right? Eight lines before it gets wide. Two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Kola Amar Parshat Kohanim Shekoyim Mitam Lahen Avol Mitab Alayin. Right. So, who do you mourn for? You mourn for whoever the Kohen is allowed to defile himself ritually in order to bury. Beiloin Ishto. Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Achoto, Beno, Bito. Right? Spouse, parents, siblings, children. Hosivo Lehen, Achiv, Achoto, Habtula, Me'imo, Vachoto, Nesua, Bein, Me'aviv, Bein, Me'imo. They added like half siblings. Brother and sister. Sister was not married from the mother's side. And a sister and brother, obviously, from the father's side. The married sister. Whether from the father or mother's side. There's this idea that if you mourn for them, according to this opinion, you also mourn for the Shniyim Shelahem, right? The second generation, right? As Rashi puts it, the Avi Aviv, the grandfather, or Ben Beno, the grandson, Val Ben Bito, Val Ben Achoto, right? All of the combinations, right? The nephew, right? All these other ones you would also mourn for. We'll see if that holds up. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Eina Matava Al Ben Beno Val Aviv Al Avi Aviv. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's very specific. Shniyim that we talk about is only grandchildren and grandparents. Anyone that he mourns over, he mourns with them. In other words, you mourn for a brother, so if a brother is sitting Shiva for someone, you also observe mourning. Is it full Shiva? I don't know. We don't paskin this way, so I don't know how far he would go with it. But we know, for instance, what we're going to see, La Halacha, is a spouse. And a spouse who's sitting Shiva, the other spouse may have to observe aspects of mourning.
You mean, in other words, if someone loses his wife, his brother would have to sit Shiva?
No, if his wife loses her parent, then the son-in-law has to observe aspects of Shiva. We'll see it in a moment. But these other ones, I don't think we pass in La Halacha. Chachamim hayu Tanakama. Isn't the Chachamim the same as the Tanakama? No, ikabinayu ima babayit. No, because according to the Chachamim, it's about being in the presence of the mourner. That's when you have to mourn. It's not a sort of philosophical mourning that you have to do whether or not you're in proximity to the essential mourner. Right, in her presence, when you're with your spouse, you have to observe mourning. But when you're outside, it's not your relative. It's your spouse's relative, and you would not have to observe avelut. That's how we understand the chacham. Marukva shachiv le bar chamua. Right? Marukva's brother-in-law died. Savar lemeitav alea shiva ushloshim. Right, he thought to observe Shiva and Shloshim. Al Rav Huna Gabe Ashkechei. Rav Huna came to him and said to him, found him and said, "Tsudnaita bait lemechal." Right, do you like Shiva meal so much that you're observing it unnecessarily? I mean, come on. He was telling him, "You don't need it." Lo amru lechvod yishto. The only time we said it is for the honor of one's wife. Elachami v'chamoto. Right, only in-laws, but not brothers-in-law. The Tanya, Mishamit Chami v'chamoto, if a father or mother-in-law die, Ein Roshai l'kofet ishto liut kochelet, liut pokeset, ela kofet mitato v'noegim avelut. Right? He observes avelut with her. V'chein hi, shemit chami v'chamoto. Similarly, the wife whose in-laws die, Ein Roshai liut kochelet, liut pokeset, she has to limit herself in some of these things. Ela kofet mitato v'noegim avelut. Right, so there, when it comes to in-laws, there is this aspect of mourning, not by brothers-in-law. V'tani idach aval bishamru enu rashay lakovet ishto liot kochel v'yot bokeset b'amet amru mozeget lo atakos v'matzat lo d'mito mechatzes lo bonav yad raglov. Right, so there's another brayta that says, no, that when a husband is in mourning, spouse is in mourning, the other spouse can really do lots of other stuff. Right, they're not restricted. So that seems to be a kashin adadi. That seems to be a question, a contradiction. What's the proper approach and practice of a spouse whose in-laws, whose spouse is in mourning, but they themselves are not? Allah shmamina kam mechavim v'chamoto kam b'shar krovim shmamina. Tani not right. So we see that when it's in-laws, then the non-blood related spouse has to observe lots of practices of avilut. When it's another relative that the spouse is sitting Shiva for, then the non-mourning spouse has a lot of more leeway. Tani Nami Achi, the brightest, supports this when it says, Lo amr l'chvod ishto elachami v'chamoto bilva. That when it comes to this idea that we honor and we mourn with the spouse, with the wife, let's say, it's only talking, it only relates to in-laws and not to other relations. Okay. stop there.